Do you remember being in school? I know some of you are closer to that than others. You remember being in school? Do you remember being in kindergarten? Maybe in pre-K? Do you remember when they were teaching you how to write your name? You remember practicing that over and over? How many times did you practice writing out your name and working on those letters, and just over and over and over you wrote your name? Well, they were training you in kindergarten, because every other assignment that you had in school for the rest of your life, guess what you were going to have to put on every paper in school for the rest of your tenure in school? You're going to have to put your name, right? So they were training you in those early days. Here's how you write your name, so that when you got to the 10th grade, you could still write your name at the top of the page. How many times in your life, if you could estimate, how many thousands of times in your life have you written your name? Have you written your name 10,000 times? I mean, it's just how you know your name. Now, not just have you written your name, where else is your name written? If you were to pull out your wallet, is your name on your driver's license? I don't recommend carrying around your birth certificate with you, but if you had your birth certificate in your wallet and you pulled that out, guess what's on your birth certificate? There's your name. And I don't recommend carrying around your Social Security card, but what's on your Social Security card? Oh, your name's on there too. If you pulled out your health insurance card, guess what? Well, maybe it's somebody else's name in your family that plan is under, but probably your name is on that card. Where is your name? Your name is all over the place. If you have a job, perhaps you've got your name on your uniform. Or maybe you've got your name next to the door of your office, or a nameplate. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe you've got your name on your pajamas and say, you know, that's my job and that's my name. When you think about all of these different places where your name might be, have you ever gotten an award? This certificate is presented to, and then there's your name. You ever gotten a trophy? And on the bottom of that trophy, there's your name. You know where you really like to see your name? On your paycheck. When you get your paycheck, if you get into a discussion with somebody, and this is kind of off subject, but if you get into a discussion with somebody about the name of the church, and does it really matter, the name that the church has, does that really matter? And sometimes people say, you know, a name's a name, it doesn't really matter. Well, just ask them, if a name's a name and it doesn't really matter, then put my name on your paycheck instead of your name on your paycheck. And guess what? They'll change their argumentation, because it doesn't fly. You want your name on your paycheck, right? Do you have your name inside your Bible? On that page inside your Bible where it says, you know, this Bible belongs to, or whatever, you better put your name there. It helps us when you lose your Bible and we find it here to know who it belongs. Or maybe you've got your name engraved on the front of your Bible. Where is your name? It's all over the place. Speaking of being engraved, one day your name is going to be engraved on a tombstone. That sounds really exciting, doesn't it? All over creation, both in a physical form and in a digital form, up in the clouds is your name. But this morning I want to ask you, of all the places where your name is your name in the Book of Life? That's the only place that matters. It doesn't matter if your name is on your paycheck if your name is not in the Book of Life. It doesn't matter if your name is the one on your mortgage or your deed if your name is not in the Book of Life. It doesn't matter where your name is. It doesn't matter if your name is the one on the bank account where all of that money is stored for all of your retirement if your name is not in the Book of Life. So this morning, I want us to spend some time thinking about just this most fundamental of concepts. The lesson this morning is very basic, but it's intended to be so. Because I want you to think about this morning, do I know for certain that my name is in the Book of Life? So I want to ask you some questions. And these questions are going to help us to understand what the Book of Life is, and to help us understand, do I know for sure that my name is there? But the first question is, Book of Life, what is that? I mean, I've heard about that, But what is the book of life? You got your Bibles? Get your Bibles out this morning. Anybody got a Bible? Hold your Bible up. Anybody got a Bible with them this morning? Hold your Bible. Okay, you got it. Now, good, we're going to use it. So get your Bible out. Go to the book of Exodus. Go to Exodus chapter 32. What is the book of life? Even over here in the Old Testament, we read about, and it's not called the, it's not called that over here. It doesn't have that expression, book of life, over here, but that's what it's talking about. In Exodus chapter 32, we learn about the book of life, and you might put a marker or a finger or a piece of paper over here in Exodus 32 because we're going to come back over here in a few minutes. But in Exodus chapter 32, drop down to verse 32 where Moses is talking. Exodus 32, 32, where Moses says, yet now, if you, God, will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of what? Of whose book? Do you see the word before book in that verse? Before your book. What is the book of life? The book of life is a book that belongs to God. It is your book. Now look at the end of verse 32. Who wrote this book? Your book which you have written. Have you ever written a book? If you wrote a book, it probably had your name on it. Here's a book that belongs to God. God is the one who has written the book of life. Well, what's written in the book of life? Almost every time where you read that expression, the book of life, over and over, it's going to be talking about the fact that there are names written in this book. Luke 10 and verse 20, we'll talk about that verse a little bit later on. You might mark Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3. We'll talk about that verse a little bit later on. But in Philippians 4 and verse 3, it talks about there being names written in the book of life. So here's a book. Whose book is it? It's God's book. Who does the writing in this book? God is the one who does the writing in the book. And what is he writing? For all that we can tell from the Bible, the only thing found in the book of life are names. Names of who? Look in Philippians chapter 3. If you marked Philippians chapter 4, just back up into Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. The names that are found in the book of life are the names of people who are citizens in the kingdom of God. In those ancient nations, in those ancient countries, the ruler, he would have a register, as it were. He would have a register that listed all of the citizens that were in his kingdom, all of the citizens that were under his control. That ruler would have that listing of all of his citizens. What is the book of life? It is the register. It's the listing. It's the book that God has written himself that contains the names of people who are in his kingdom. And so when you think about that, when you think about the book of life, the question this morning throughout this lesson needs to be, is my name in that book? Is your name in that book? If that's what the book of life is, then let me ask you this second question. How do I get my name in that book? If God's the one who's keeping a record of the citizens of his kingdom, and he's the one writing names in that book, how do I get my name in the book? Can I write it? Y'all, what Disney show was that when Huey, Dewey, and Louie went up to the North Pole and tried to get their names on Santa's good list? Y'all seen that? That was a good episode because Huey, Dewey, and Louie knew that they knew that their name was not on the good list. They knew their name was on that other list. So they went up to the North Pole to try to sneak into Santa's workshop and get their names on the good list. Could you do that? Could you like sneak into heaven? You know, and while God's not looking, you go and find the room where the book of life is, and you just kind of, you know, you kind of take God's pen and you write. Could you do that? You can't do that. God's the only... So how do I get my name in the book of life? I've got to do what the author tells me to do. Look over in Romans chapter 6. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter 6 and hold your finger here. We'll be here for just a minute. But in Romans chapter 6, you know verse 23. The Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. You know the verse. The wages of sin is death. But do you know the rest of the verse? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. You don't have a period after the word life. Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Who's in the book of life? People who are going to have eternal life. Those who have been given eternal life by God will find their names written by God in the book of life. So what do I need to do in order to secure my place in the book of life? You're in Romans chapter 6, back up to verse 17. But God be thanked that though you were in past time slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. When you obeyed the author of the book of life, when you obeyed him, he wrote your name in the book of life. He gave you the promise of eternal life. Well, what do I need to do in order to obey the author of the book of life? Well, I need to believe what he says in the Bible. I need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You know John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting or eternal life. In order to have my name in the book of life and to have eternal life, I've got to believe that Jesus came, lived on this earth a sinless life, died on that cross, shedding his blood for you and me, and was raised the third day. I cannot have my name in the book of life if I don't believe that. The Bible says that kind of faith is not sufficient by itself, but that kind of faith will lead me to obey what he tells me to do. And so in Acts chapter 11, we read about the Gentiles who obeyed what God told them to do through the Apostle Peter. And they repented. In Acts 11 verse 18 says that their repentance was unto life. How do I get life? How do I get my name written in the book of life? I've got to believe in Jesus. I've got to repent of my sins. I've got to make up my mind. I want to stop doing what's wrong. I want to start doing what's right. That's what repentance is. And that repentance is unto life. I cannot have my name in the book of life if I don't repent, but my name's not registered there yet. Not simply upon my faith, not simply even upon my repentance. I must confess my faith in Jesus Christ. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, lay hold, he's telling Timothy, you need to strive to lay hold of eternal life. And he goes on in that verse to tell him, here's something that you did in order to obtain eternal life. He tells him that you made the good confession. What's that good confession? The good confession that I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I cannot have eternal life. I cannot have my name in the book of life if I don't confess my faith that Jesus is the Son of God. But my name is not in the book yet. My name is not, go back, you're still in Romans 6? My name is not in the book of life. I don't have eternal life at the end of the chapter until I obey what he tells me to do in verse 17. But what is the doctrine? What is the form of doctrine in verse 17 that I've got to obey? Go back earlier in the chapter in verse 3. Or do you not know, verse 3, that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. What does the end of this chapter say? The gift of God is eternal life. Where does he say at the end of the chapter, verse 23, where is eternal life? What's the word after life in verse 23? In your Bible, what's the word after life in verse 23? It's the little word in. Where is eternal life? It is in Christ Jesus. Having my name in the book of life only comes if I am in Christ Jesus. So how do I get into Christ Jesus? The same chapter tells me in verse 3. I've got to be baptized to get into Christ Jesus, to be raised to walk in newness of life. Have you ever done what the Bible says to get your name in the book of life? I'm not asking you if you've ever been baptized. I'm asking you if you've ever been baptized for this reason. In order to obtain eternal life, in order to be saved. Not believing that you were already saved, it is so commonly taught today. So commonly taught today that if you'll just believe in Jesus and accept Him into your heart, you're saved, and then you need to be baptized. That's not the order the Bible puts it in. The Bible puts it in the order that I need to be baptized in order to be saved, not because I'm already saved. Have you ever been baptized in order to get into Christ, in order to get into His death where He shed His blood, in order to obtain the remission of sins, in order to have your name written in the book of life? Go over to the book of Hebrews. Look in Hebrews chapter 12. How do I get my name in the book of life? I've got to obey what the author says to do. And when I obey what the author says to do and I follow his plan and I'm baptized into Christ, he registers my name in heaven. He writes my name in the book of life. But I want you to see Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23, where he says, "Where have we come?" Verse 22. Verse 23 says, "We have come to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven." Can you be registered in heaven? Can you have your name written by God in the book of life if you are not in His church? Not according to this verse. This verse says, those who are in His church are those who are enrolled. Maybe your Bible has the word enrolled or registered in heaven. How do I get my name in the book of life? I follow His plan to get into His church, to get into Christ, so that God, the author of the book, will take His pen, as it were, and to write my name in His book. Question number 3. I know what the book is now. I know how to get my name in the book. Question number 3 is, how do I keep my name in His book? And somebody says, wait a minute, what do you mean keep your name in His book? You know, once your name is there, isn't it there? I mean, of all people that ought to be using permanent ink, wouldn't it be God who would use permanent ink? Remember I told you to hold your finger in Exodus chapter 32? Go back to Exodus chapter 32. Here's something we learn from this early time that we read about the book of life in Exodus 32. Did you notice when we were reading through that what Moses said in verse 32? "Yet now, to God, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, God, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written." Why would Moses talk about his name being blotted out of the book of life if it was not possible for his name to be blotted out of the book of life? And you might think, well, that's just what Moses was saying. Maybe Moses didn't know. Okay, turn over to the book of Revelation. We've been in the first part of the Bible. Now go to the book of Revelation and come to the end of your Bible. What does Jesus say? Not Moses. What does Jesus say in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5? He says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name from the book of life." What do we learn? We learn that in order to keep my name in his book, there must be something I must do. Because it's told to us in these verses that it is possible that once my name is there, it's possible that my name could be taken out. That God doesn't use permanent ink, as it were, but that God could blot my name out of His book. Well, how do I keep my name? You're in Revelation 3, back up to verse chapter 2. What does Jesus say in Revelation 2 and verse 10? The end of the verse, "Be faithful unto death, and you will receive the crown of what? Life." The crown of life. To have eternal life, I will receive the crown of life. The only way I can receive the crown of life is if my name is in the book of life. But the only way that can happen is if I remain faithful. Philippians chapter 4, I noted that you marked that verse a little earlier. Paul was talking about some women. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3, who had striven with him, some women who had labored with him, some women who had worked with him, and he goes on to say, whose names are written in the book of life. How do I keep my name? Once I have secured my name there by following His plan, how do I keep it there? By remaining faithful, by working with the Lord, by working for the Lord faithfully. Now, one more time in Exodus 32. You still have a finger over there. This will be the last time we look at this, but I want you to see this. How do I keep my name in the book of life? But go back up to verse 31 in Exodus 32. Moses returned to the Lord after this is the golden calf incident in Exodus 32. Verse 31, Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh, these people have committed a great," what in verse 31? "They've committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their what? Forgive their sin. But if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written." And the Lord said to Moses in verse 33, how do I keep my name in the book? Verse 33, the Lord says, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." It is possible, once my name has been written in the book, it is possible that I could turn my life back over to sin. Turn my life away from the God that I had turned toward. Turn my life back towards self, back towards the world, back towards selfish pleasures, and back towards sin. And what did God just say in verse 33? "Whoever commits sin and gives himself over to sin, I will blot his name out of my book." How do I keep my name in the book? I've got to resist sin. I've got to resist a life of sin. What's the book of life? It's God's book in which He writes the names of His people. How do I get my name there? By obeying the author who writes that book and doing what he says. How do I keep my name there? By obeying the author and doing what he wants me to do as his child. But what happens? What's going to happen if my name is not in the book of life? Go to Revelation chapter 20. Go to the text that was read this morning. You know the answer to this question, but I want us to see it. Revelation chapter 20. Is it a big deal? If my name is not in the book of life, is it that big of a deal? Look at verse 11. John says in Revelation 20, verse 11, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him I saw, the one who sat on it, this throne of judgment, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God." What is John seeing? He's seeing the day of judgment. He's seeing what's happening on the day of judgment. And he sees on the day of judgment in verse 12 that there are books that are open. And then he says in verse 12, "And another book was open, which is the book of life." The Bible does not detail for us what these other books are. Books were opened. No doubt, one of those books is going to be the Word of God, because Jesus says in John 12, 48, this is what's going to judge us. What is it that's going to judge us? What He's spoken. But what He specifies, what He pulls out from among these other books, He pulls out this one book, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And those who are there, all of the dead, every person who's ever lived, is going to be judged based upon whether their name is in the book of life or not. Are you there already in your imagination? Imagine standing before Jesus on the day of judgment, and He opens all of these books, and then He pulls the book of life, and He opens the book of life, and He starts looking for your name. Is it there? We're going to be judged by the Lord based upon what's written in the books, but especially based upon whether our name is in that book. Look at the last verse. Look in verse 15. And look at the broad, look at how wide, look at how general, look at how all-encompassing He makes this in verse 15. "And anyone." Think about how all-encompassing that word is. Anyone not found written in the book of life, what happens? Is he given a second chance on the day of judgment? Well, you didn't do it the first time, but you know, we'll give you another chance. On the day of judgment, anyone not found in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. Folks, we're not talking about something that's immaterial. We're not talking about who won the football game yesterday. Somebody says, that's not immaterial, David. Okay, I get it. But we're not talking about things that don't matter, that are inconsequential. Next year, there's going to be another football game that somebody will have a chance to win. I mean, that's how it works, right? Another year, another chance to win the big game. We're not talking about a game. We're talking about whether I go to heaven or not. We're talking about whether you go to heaven or not. There is nothing more important than what we're talking about this morning. And so the question we keep asking this morning is your name there? Anyone not found written in the book of life, cast into the lake of fire. That's what happens if my name is not there. But what will happen if my name is there? What happens if my name is in the book of life and Jesus comes back? Is your name in the book of life? If your name is in the book of life, when you think about the second coming of Jesus, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, what did it say? Our citizenship is where? In heaven. Our citizenship, because we've got our name in the book of life, our citizenship is in heaven. But do you know what the rest of that verse says? From which we eagerly await the Savior. If your name is in the book of life, the second coming of Jesus is not a dreaded event. It is not something that you're like, well, you know, if he waits another 10 or 15 years, that'd be okay with me. If your name's in the book of life, the Bible says we are eagerly waiting. We are eagerly anticipating, looking forward to rejoicing at his coming. That's how we view the second coming of Jesus, not with fear, but with hope. Because that hope is such that when Jesus comes back, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says that if my name is written in the book of life, I am going to rise and meet the Lord in the air. You've only seen drawings of Jesus, right? You've only seen paintings and pictures of Jesus. Guess what? None of those actually look like what he really looked like when he was on this earth, all right? I don't care what you think he looked like. I don't think any of them are anywhere close. But if your name's in the book of life, when he comes back, any of you fly and you take Dramamine, you know, or maybe you wear that little thing behind your ear so that you don't get motion sickness or anything, can you imagine when Jesus comes back and you are airlifted from this planet and you begin to rise and you're not looking down at where you were anymore, you're looking up at where you're going. And you don't see a picture of Jesus or a painting of Jesus. You see Jesus. And you meet him in the air. You ready for that? That's what's going to happen if your name is written in the book of life. You still in the book of Revelation? We ended Revelation chapter 20. Let's end Revelation chapter 21. Look at the last verse of Revelation chapter 21. Talking about heaven, Revelation 21 verse 27, it says, but there shall by no means enter it. Can the Bible be any more emphatic than that? There shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, comma, but, what's the word you have after the word but? Only. There's no exceptions to this. It's like that word anyone in chapter 20 and verse 15. Anyone not found in the book of life, cast in the lake of fire. So if by no means anything can enter it that defiles or is abomination or lie, what can? Who can? Look at the end of verse 27. Only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's it. Any exceptions? No. The only ones who will be permitted to enter into eternal life are those who have their names written in the book of life. And when your name, Jesus pulls that book down on the day of judgment, he opens that book, and he goes and he finds your name. Can you imagine the joy when Jesus finds your name in the book of life, the joy you have, the joy he has when he finds your name in the book of life? And he says, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen. Nothing better than that. Amen. Are we striving for that day? As we close this morning, I want to ask you one final question. Are you 100% certain that your name is in the book of life? Not, "Well, I think so." Not, "Well, I hope so." Uh-uh. Do you know 100% certain your name is there? In Luke chapter 10, disciples of Jesus came back to Jesus. They're all excited about the things that were happening in their ministry for the Lord and the things that they were able to do for him. And Jesus says, "Don't rejoice about that. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Are you 100% certain right now? Could you rejoice right now, full of joy, "My name is written there"? Do you know that for sure? As you think about standing before Jesus on the day of judgment, and as you think about Jesus taking that book and opening it and knowing that you are going to be judged based upon whether your name is in that book or not, do you know for certain your name is in that book? Do you want to take any chance at all of standing before Jesus on the day of judgment and your name not being there? Have you followed precisely what the Bible says to do to get your name written there? Not have you followed what some people told you to do, what some man told you to do, what some religious organization told you to do. Have you followed precisely what the Bible tells us to do in order to have our name written in the book of life? Have you obeyed the author of eternal life? Believing Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of sins, confessing faith in Jesus, being baptized so that at that moment and not before, you might be saved and have your name written in the book of life. Have you done that? Maybe you've done that. Has anything happened? Have you done anything in your life that would cause your name to be blotted out? Is there any chance that you got your name written by God there, but he has since blotted your name out? Is there anything that you need to do right now to ensure that your name is there? For some of us who have already followed precisely what the Lord has said, for some of us, it may just be right now, looking within our hearts where we're sitting, where we're standing, and saying, "Lord, I haven't been what I need to be. Please forgive me. Please help me to put you back as the Lord of my life." Maybe that's what you need to do right now. Is there anything you need to do right now? Maybe you have not been baptized in order to get into Christ, where is eternal life. Is there any reason you should not do it right now? I asked Diane to lead when the roll is called up yonder before the lesson today. I know it was sung last week, but when the roll is called up yonder, do you know that your name is in that book? I thought about leading number 430 at this point in the lesson, but I'm not going to do it this morning. but number 430 in the songbook. The song says, my name is in the book of life. And I thought about us singing that this morning and asking you only to sing it if you knew that your name was there. Because the chorus of that song says, I know, I truly know. My name is written there. Do you know? We're not trying to put anybody on a guilt trip this morning. It has nothing to do with it. We're trying to urge all of us to go to heaven. We're trying to urge all of us to be ready for the coming of Jesus. This year is ending in just a few hours, and a new year is coming. I don't know how many millions of people are going to watch some ball in some city drop like that's a monumental event. But hey, if that's you, go for it. But in a few hours, there's going to be some ball that's going to descend. And when it reaches the bottom, the year's over. You know what might happen before that ball descends? Jesus may descend from heaven. And when He comes, this life is over. And at that moment, the only thing that matters is your name in the book of life. There's a great day coming. And if you're not ready, we plead with you right now to get your life ready with Him. Get right with Him as together we stand and sing.